You are listening to the Forgotten News Podcast.
Welcome to the Forgotten News Podcast. This is your window to hear true stories from long ago. Stories that once made headlines, stories that people thought would be unforgettable. Yet those stories were soon lost in the sands of time or were buried deep in the dustbin of history. In this podcast, we shake off the sand and dust from those stories and share them here with you, as fresh as the day they were first told.
And now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome to this bonus episode of the Forgotten News Podcast.
My name is Jim.
My name is Kit Karen.
And we are your hosts. Thank you for listening.
The reason for this bonus episode is because, since Halloween is now over, we thought our listeners might like to have something to hear in addition to our Halloween episode and prior to our next regular episode, which is tentatively scheduled for approximately a week from now.
So, in other words, listeners, you can think of this episode as kind of an appetizer. Although, to be honest, it has absolutely nothing to do with the topic of our previous episode or our next regular episode.
We are going to tell a short story from the year 1935. Now, this is normally the time when we would give a warning to listeners about the topic of our featured story, but the truth is, we don't think there is anything in this story that will upset anybody. Unless, maybe, you might have a heart attack by learning the story of an elected political leader who also happened to be a kind, smart, honest, and truly decent human being. And if that is the case, perhaps you might want to consult a mental health professional rather than listen to this episode.
I am going to jump in for just a moment to tell our listeners that because this is a bonus episode, we will not be having a police blotter and crime news segment.
Aww.
However, I promise that there will definitely be one on our next regular episode.
Yay!
Okay.
And with all of that having been said, on with the show. Our story begins during the early 1930s, a point in time which millions of people were out of work and struggling every day just to keep themselves alive. And in New York City, the people voted for a leader who gave them hope, excitement, and occasionally even put a smile on their faces at a time when they really needed a smile.
A man named Fiorello LaGuardia was the mayor of New York City during the Great Depression of the 1930s and throughout all of World War II. He was a Republican, but he was a supporter of Democratic President Franklin D. Roosevelt. He had a very colorful personality. He would sometimes jump on fire trucks and ride with the police in raids against gangsters. He would take entire orphanages to baseball games. LaGuardia was only 5'4" and always wore a carnation in his lapel, which led to him being nicknamed the Little Flower. Now, at this time, the mayor of New York was allowed to act as a temporary judge in the municipal courts. LaGuardia would occasionally use this power. He would randomly show up at this or that courtroom, tell the regular judge to take a break, and he would then handle any cases that were on the docket. In 1935, on one bitterly cold night, the mayor decided to spend some time at the night court that served the poorest neighborhood in the city. LaGuardia dismissed the judge for the evening and took over the bench himself. Within a few minutes, a ragged old woman was brought before him, charged with stealing a loaf of bread. She told LaGuardia that her daughter's husband had run off, and now the daughter was sick, and her two grandchildren were starving. But despite this desperate situation, the shopkeeper, from whom the bread was stolen, refused to drop the charges. "This is a real bad neighborhood," he told the mayor. "She's got to be punished to teach other people around here a lesson." LaGuardia sighed. He turned to the woman and said, "I've got to punish you. There are no exceptions. $10 or 10 days in jail." But then, only a second or two after he declared her sentence, the mayor reached into his back pocket, pulled out his wallet, grabbed a $10 bill, and tossed it onto his desk. He said, "Here is the $10 fine, which I hereby pay. But I am now going to fine every person in this courtroom 50 cents for living in a town where a person has to steal bread so that her grandchildren could eat. Mr. Bailiff, collect the fines and give them to the defendant." So the following day, the New York City newspapers reported that $47.50 was turned over to a bewildered old lady, with 50 cents of that amount being contributed by the embarrassed grocery store owner. Meanwhile, some 70 accused criminals, along with a bunch of people with traffic violations and half a dozen New York City policemen who had been sitting in the courtroom, all gave the mayor a standing ovation.
And that is the end of our story. We hope that it was inspiring to you.
Kit, let me tell you, I was inspired. Mayor Fiorello LaGuardia was a very inspiring public figure at the time. He was a man who believed that the best interests of the nation were more important than the best interests of his political party. For example, in 1936, 1940, and 1944, he not only supported the re-election of President Franklin D. Roosevelt on the basis of his policies and platform, but he helped organize and lead a national organization of Republicans and independent voters to actively campaign for FDR in each of those years. Mayor LaGuardia was a very influential person at the time, and so his efforts were very effective in helping to unify the country at a time when unity was extremely important for success in ending the Great Depression and later the defeat of the threat to democracy that was posed by German dictator Adolf Hitler and the Nazi menace during World War II. So, yes, our featured story on this episode was very inspiring to me. But at this point, before we move on, we definitely want to give a huge thanks to our narrator on the featured story.
So take a bow and tell our listeners all about yourself.
This is Sean Ennis from the Stories of Your and Yours podcast, where every week you can hear a new or classic short story like you've never heard it before. Check us out on social media at SYY Podcast, and there you can find previews and where to download the show, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, listeners, at this point, I'm going to ask you if you would please take a moment of your time and go to iTunes, also known as Apple Podcasts, and then rate, review, and subscribe to the Forgotten News Podcast. Thanks in advance for doing that.
We'd prefer a 5-star review, by the way.
It really helps us to get more listeners and to move up in the charts.
We'd also appreciate getting your feedback. We love when our listeners send us comments, suggestions, ideas, thoughts, and anything else you might like to say in regard to this episode or any of our past episodes or mini episodes, or about the show in general.
So, with that in mind, our email address is forgottennewspodcast@gmail.com. Please be sure to type that as all one word. There are no hyphens, dashes, or underscores.
You can also find the Forgotten News Podcast on Facebook and Twitter. Just type Forgotten News Podcast as 3 words into the search box and you can find us. It's very easy. But please take note The Twitter handle for our podcast is @NewsForgotten and not Forgotten News. Jim tweets and answers tweets from there. But if any of our listeners would like to follow or contact me on Twitter, my handle is @KitCaren, spelled KitCaren, as if it were all one word. I'd love to hear from you, and I'll reply.
So, anyway, long story short, please feel free to use any of those methods to interact with us. We really sincerely like hearing from our listeners.
And speaking of me, be sure to check out my new side gig podcast, Whispered True Stories. You can find it on iTunes and most apps for listening to podcasts. But if it's not on your favorite app, let me know, and I'll do whatever I can to get it on there.
Finally, we will, as usual, give a shout-out to Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com for the music used on this episode.
We've included specific credits for him and his music in the show notes, which you can find on our website, www.ForgottenNewsPodcast.podbean.com. Or just go to Google and simply type Forgotten News Podcast Podbean. It'll take you right there.
I think that is pretty much everything for this episode in regard to the podcast.
So, with that being said,
goodbye, everyone.
Thank you for listening.
See you next time.
And remember,
history is no mystery.
Thank you for listening to the Forgotten News Podcast. You will now be returned back to the present day, and we hope that we can count on you to join us for our next episode.
The best solution to the problems of democracy is more democracy.